Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
So the internet noise machine has been trending this last couple of weeks due to an execrably antagonistic and jingoist track called Try That in a Small Town, recorded by country singer Jason Aldean. First, let's be 100% clear. This song is just junk. Musically, it's as cookie-cutter, as formulaic as they come in every possible way. This video immediately validated my suspicion that country music in 2023 is just hair metal with steel guitars and flags. I swear they lifted part of this directly from Bo Burnham's country song. Here's the thing, and to even take this song on without burning the lyric sheet and hoping that it doesn't summon a demon, either you're the rube who falls for this junk, or you're a carefully constructed facade masking a steel-trapped mind engaged in the deliberate subversion of American cohesion and community by fear-mongering and playing on racist and othering tropes while clearly holding the intelligence and culture of your audience in contempt, and not without some reasonable basis, given that you do in fact have an audience, which is definitely contemptible. First, let's start with the dystopian, fear-mongering nightmare of the first verse.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light.
This is a masterclass in agitprop, agitating propaganda. Propaganda subverts critical thinking by appealing directly to emotion. Agitprop specifically targets emotions like anger, outrage, and frustration, and can reasonably be seen as one means of engaging in stochastic terrorism. So in the very first verse, you've got the setup. Those people are coming to our town to sucker punch me and Ma while they're jacking her 93 Tercel so they can go rob Jimmy's beer store. Be afraid, all is chaos. Well, let's be clear, crime happens and that sucks, but these are cherry-picked, isolated incidents far less common than, say, unarmed young black men being murdered by police. The purpose is to make you mad and get your blood pumping, because old Jason here is going to tell you just how to solve that problem in a minute. Let's take a look at the chorus.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
It gets really creepy in the second verse, all about grandpas with firearms put to good use against those others who aren't our own, with vague references of what's going to happen when they come to take our guns. I can't help but think of how many small town folks I know who aren't drawling, drooling, bigoted, ignorant stereotypes. I lived in Oxford, North Carolina for many years, and I'm currently sitting where I was born and raised in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which isn't exactly midtown Manhattan. The contempt these songwriters have for the intellect of their audience is palpable, and that audience should be insulted to know that someone believes this kind of bigoted dog whistle will appeal to them. Listen, if a ratty old no-fear t-shirt covered in layers of Doritos and beer stains suddenly became song lyrics, this would be them. If you need to know exactly how many pounds of copper wire it takes to get a box of cold medicine, this song has got you covered. This song is going to get that back door fixed one of these days, but who cares, Bobby Sue? It's the back door. Ain't nobody can see it. This song spent $16,000 on new suspension parts trying to get their 78 Nova to stop dog tracking, and $6,000 of that was because the struts had rebel flags painted on them. This song used to have long hair until I got tired of cleaning the remains of last night's alcohol overdose out of it. This song is going to chest thump and in-group and passive-aggressive all over you, and what are you going to do about it, city boy? Ain't been doing these 12-ounce curls all my life for fun, son. It's just dumb and gross, and it needs to stop. All of it, including the mediocrity of the music itself. Sparing the arguments about whether or not it's a racist dog whistle, it very clearly and very obviously is. Everybody knows it. The only people pretending otherwise are the dogs being whistled for, and everybody knows that too, including them. Enough. That's it for me. So I'm John Henry. If you don't read and read, thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, I am completely crowdfunded. You can pay the first few things, go and buy me a copy, whatever you want to do. The best place to start is johnhenry.us/support. The links are my PayPal and my Patreon and all kinds of other good stuff on different ways that you can help out. Plus, don't forget, right now we're part of the Facebook's bonus program. So just liking and sharing this content help put some money in our pockets. So make sure to jump on that. Thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.